Good morning, my friends, and welcome to this special time together on the power of positive purpose. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you for sharing this time with me this morning, starting your day with me in a positive and wonderful way. Recently, I found a wonderful, wonderful flow of consciousness from Christian D. Larson. Christian D. Larson was one of the early New Thought writers and teachers, inspired both Ernest Holmes and Fenwick Holmes, and when Dr. Ernest Holmes started the Institute of Religious Science and School of Philosophy back in the early part of the last century, he started a wonderful magazine called The Science of Mind magazine. It is still on the market, and I'm sure that any of you in any of the New Thought churches that are listening know what The Science of Mind magazine is and celebrate it in every way. Christian Larson was the first editor of The Science of Mind magazine back in the early part of the last century. He wrote many wonderful books, Pathway of Roses and many others that are very, very important. If you can find, in fact, I have a Amazon Kindle, and I have a Christian D. Larson book in progress at the moment that I could get on Kindle. But what I would like to share with you this morning is something he wrote about 1918, and it is called The Optimist Creed. And the wonderful thing about the metaphysical writers, the New Thought writers of the last century and this one, and you can keep going back to our early history, if you read it, you discover that it sounds like it was written this morning. And the reason is we're not telling you what to think, we're only showing you how. Listen to what Dr. Christian D. Larson has to say, The Optimist Creed. It begins with this affirmation. Promising yourself. It states, promise yourself to be so strong that nothing can disturb your peace of mind, to talk health, happiness, and prosperity to every person you meet, to make all your friends feel that there is something worthwhile in them, to look at the many sides of everything and make your optimism come true, to think only of the best, to work only for the best, and to expect only the best, to be just as enthusiastic about the success of others as you are about your own, to forget the mistakes of the past and press on to a greater achievement of the future, to wear a cheerful expression at all times and give a smile to every living creature you meet, to give so much time to improving yourself that you do not have time to criticize others, to be too large for worry, too noble for anger, too strong for fear, and too happy to permit the presence of trouble, to think well of yourself and to proclaim this fact to the world, not in loud word but in great deeds, to live in the faith that the whole world is on your side, so long as you are true to the best that is in you. My friends, the best is within you. The purpose for this radio program, The Power of Positive Purpose, is to wake you up every Wednesday morning and allow you to understand that you are the best, looking for the best, through the best, moving from the best, through the best, to the best. Always, you are greater than you think you are. Always. The realization of this and the application of the Optimist Creed, thank you, Christian D. Larson, is the awareness that you are the gift of God in action in this thing called life, and you can at any moment you choose magnify your gift. We have wonderful people we have descended from, the Transcendentalists of the 1800s, Emerson, Ralph Waldo Emerson, Henry David Thoreau. You could look at Emerson as our great-great-grandfather. You could look at Walt Whitman and Henry David Thoreau as our great-great-uncle. Walt Whitman, probably the most wonderful poet this country has ever produced, said these words, "Every hour of every day is an unspeakable perfect miracle." Walt Whitman. What if you could start every hour of this day, today, and every day, affirming this hour is filled with unspeakably perfect miracles? You see, if you're in that state of consciousness, my friend, you will realize that there is one consciousness of divine intelligence. It is your consciousness. Always has been, always will be, and it is your life in action right now. Your challenge today is to know that you are the unlimited ability and the potential of spirit in your world as you. Because the wonderful thing about you is you are a mighty moving power of God in your life, in your world, in your experience. To affirm I appreciate what I know I am and know you know what you are in action and act as if you know it, is celebrating your ability and your potential of spirit in action as you. You see, my friends, you are a unique example of the crowning achievement of God's creation. Out of all the universe, there's only one you. No one has your abilities. No one can see things the way you can. No one can accomplish things the way you can accomplish it. No one has your talent. No one has your abilities. You are unique and beautiful. As Emerson said, if there were two of anything, there wouldn't be any use for one of them. So as we celebrate our individuality, we discover that what we're doing is allowing our consciousness to grow in a healthy way. As a result of this, a more joyful atmosphere in which we spend our life is ours to celebrate. We begin to honor the healthy effect of the positive consciousness, the power of positive purpose unfolding. A loving result happens. Where? In our mind, in our body, in our experience. We continue to do this. You can, I can, everyone can. Because what happens is we are not allowing our nonsense to remain in our life any longer than we spot that it's there. My friends, never allow your greater self-expression to slumber undisturbed. What you need to do is call upon the activity of spirit within you to continuously express as you and as you think. You begin to understand that the never-ending perfection of infinite intelligence is your way. Nothing can deny the measureless potential, the unlimited nature, or the God-given faculties of the consciousness that lives as you in this and every moment. This loving prosperity within you, as you, is greater than any challenge you have in your life. You are a divine principle in action when you know what you are and act as if you know it. To act from the knowing instead of just knowing about greater truth. When you do this, you find that the truth of you is greater than any challenge you have in your life, that the divine principle in action is happily being you in every way, and you find yourself daily raising your consciousness by way of your own innate wisdom. Greater good is yours, my friends. Greater good is yours right now for the thinking. Therefore, you are, if you are in alignment with principle, an attitude of gratitude and action. You are thankful that every day that opens up before your eyes is new and you can celebrate the best of yourself as you move forward into it. By way of every thought, every action, every word. One of my teachers, Dr. Mark Carpenter, used to say, "If the whole world is unhappy today when I walk out the door, there's one who isn't. Because I'm in charge of my thinking, the world is not in charge of it." My friends, today, release your word to law with confidence. Allow yourself to contemplate as we move forward in this lesson this morning, the best of yourself, and let it be your way. Let it be your idea of yourself as you move into your day. If you have a challenge today, know the challenge is already met, and the demonstration or the answer you need in any area of your life is as good or better than anything you could ever imagine. Let go and let it happen, and when it does, let me know about it. I would love to know about it. It is wonderful when I hear from any of our listeners. This last Sunday morning, it was my pleasure to meet some very special people who were there for the first time, who heard about us on the radio. We honor each and every one of you. This program is sponsored by you, our listeners, and we thank you and bless you for your support. You know, it was Alexander Pope who pointed out that we are but parts of one stupendous whole whose body nature is and God the soul. Very interesting. God in you as you is you. What a great realization if you put that in first person. Affirm God in me as me is me. You see, in celebration of this awareness, the New Thought students, the metaphysical minds of the age, have allowed themselves to not only affirm this, but to let the affirmation look out of their eyes, think their thoughts, make their plans, move forward. They become the power of positive purpose in action. This is a ongoing celebration of awareness. You see, as you look out through your eyes and you begin to see the truth in everyone, you're doing it because it is the truth looking at everyone and everything. Today is your opportunity, my friends, to pay homage to the greatness you are, knowing you are always as great as you believe, so every day allow yourself to develop a higher, healthier, happier, more loving definition of yourself and know it is true, not only of you, but of everyone and everything in your life. You see, this is choosing courage at a whole higher level. This is choosing love. This is choosing kindness. If you choose courage, love, and kindness as your way today, you're doing it because you know that lasting happiness and the eternal awareness of infinite mind is the best of the best in action in your heart and mind. Let it be your experience today. And if you let go and let it be your experience today, you are doing what? You are giving yourself new birth of freedom. And new birth of freedom filling your life becomes an ongoing celebration that the whole world will honor if you do. Dedicate yourself today to dedicate your consciousness to be a more perfect realization of the spiritual beauty and power in which you live and move and have your being, my friends. Any sense of fear is automatically released when you do this. Any sense of fear is cleansed. Why? Because you are letting go and knowing love in action and truth, truth of yourself, and you are in that moment accepting and honoring the impulsion of divine wisdom and letting it be the power of right decision in fulfillment of your life. So as we begin this day today, my friends, think about something absolutely wonderful and beautiful you would like to begin with you today. And let it begin. And as it begins, celebrate it. Let it grow in such a beautiful way that you can share it with your world without stress. And when you know this is so, you find yourself anticipating the best. Why? Because you're giving the best. From wisdom, through wisdom, to wisdom. What a great thing to do.
This is Reverend Dr. Cynthia Neal. I am thrilled to announce that Adrian Golday, celebrated author of Regretland, is returning to Center for Spiritual Living Fremont. Adrian will be facilitating an afternoon workshop on Sunday, April 25th, based on her newest book, The Science of Gifting. The Science of Gifting is a guidebook to remove mental blocks to receive love, health, money, and all good things. The workshop is scheduled at 1:30 p.m. on Sunday, April 25th, and tuition is on a love offering basis. In the meantime, our own Reverend Darlene Sykes will be facilitating a Wednesday evening book study on Science of Gifting to get us ready for the workshop. This powerful class meets the first three Wednesday evenings in April from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. Tuition is $10 per class or $25 for the series of three if paid in advance. If you are visiting us for the first time, mention KEST at the door to gain free admission to your first class. For more information on all our events, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org. And now, back to The Power of Positive Purpose with Dr. J. Scott Neal.
You see, my friends, you are the strength of your belief. It was my wonderful teacher, Dr. Craig Carter, who wrote to Your Handbook to Healing, who said these words, "The only affirmation that heals is the one that rises spontaneously from an inner realization of the truth affirmed." A realization of the truth affirmed. Let's look at this idea and see how we can apply it today in our own life. We can apply it because why? As we said before, there is one life, one power. It made everything out of itself, so it's everything you are, it's everything I am. Now, that is not in question, so we don't have to beseech some deity on a throne somewhere to make it happen. All we have to do is understand that our prayer is designed to allow us to change our mind about ourselves, not to get something outside of ourselves to change its mind about us. But as we change our mind, what happens, we begin to flow in the principle that the master teacher Jesus talked about when he said, "It is done unto us as we believe." Now, this is letting the unlimited magnitude of God in us, as us, be us in a new and healthy way every day. You see, my friends, all the universe has God as its life. You're not an exception. Today, right now, you have the opportunity to know the truth of yourself, which is you are the ecstasy of spirit. Knowing this allows you to move forward as a cascade of happiness, the happiness of life in action. It allows you, as you move forward into your day, to trust in divine guidance and rely upon God's enrichment to make your way. What a great idea. God's enrichment is my way. What a great affirmation to make. Now, if you make this and let it be your way, what you're doing is allowing the power within you to perfect and harmonize every situation in your life. Divine security is the foundation of your belief when you are operating from truth. Therefore, you are, my friends, the strength of your belief in action. What is your belief today about yourself? You see, no matter how much good you're accepting, it cannot happen in your world above and beyond your self-definition. So, if you're going to choose today to be radiant health in action, radiant success in action, radiant love in action everywhere you go, then you need to be that in consciousness before it's ever going to show up in your world. Now, how do you do that? You do it by choosing to give the best of yourself in everything you do. Today, your receptivity fulfills your givingness. My receptivity fulfills my givingness. Receptive to what? Well, receptive to the realization that you can honor the interaction of your mind and body with the truth of your being. And as you do this, you increase your joy, your positive energy, your healthy attitude, and your creative expression. So today, my friends, accept your reward for paying attention to beauty, intelligence, and non-resistance, and give thanks for your positive belief in its unfoldment in your life as your life. And as you let it be your way, your celebration becomes one beyond anything you've ever known before. This means that you are paying attention to the best of yourself and then giving to the world around you from the awareness that what you turn to, you turn into. That whatever you pay attention to pays attention to you, because the synchronicity of life is the idea that we are what we think about all day long. Thank you again, Ralph Waldo Emerson. Going back to Christian D. Larson, we started the program with him. Here's another idea from Christian D. Larson, who said an amazing fact: there is enough in you to do anything you want done. And the real purpose of all education, all philosophy, all training, is to help you find and apply this marvelous something within. This marvelous something within. Fernando Lamas was a religious scientist. He was a practitioner at Founders Church of Religious Science when I first joined, and I remember so lovingly and clearly the many nights that Fernando Lamas, the wonderful actor and wonderful man, would stand up at the lectern and say, "You all look marvelous." Well, the metaphysician in him knew that what he was doing was defining his own marvelous and letting it look out of his eyes. He was paying attention to the best in everyone. You see, my friends, the art of paying attention is the power of thinking about what you think about in action. It directs you and me out of limitation, out of doubt, out of shortcomings. The something within, the divine mind, as you, as me, heals all of these events. It changes them into massive, desirable experience. It wakes up the inner awareness that all our dreams are waiting for us to come true, and reinforces our commitment to great good. It is letting go and letting self-confidence and positive poise be our way. It builds healthy mindedness, and it builds healthy personality. It removes the downfall of selfishness. How? You see, by paying attention from this awareness, we learn how to be a good listener and thereby gain something wonderful and find ourselves experiencing a great feeling of happiness. A formula for self-direction, positive self-direction, is keep thinking about the thing that is in front of you to do, and know the whole universe backs up your doing. You cannot do one thing while thinking about doing something else, my friends. Positive self-direction is nothing more than paying attention. Consistent thought is equal to positive self-direction. It is positive self-direction, and it is everything we are. Now, the question is it difficult to do this? In the Bhagavad Gita, we read very clearly, "A man enjoyeth not freedom from action, from the non-commencement of that which he has to do." How many have had things to do in your life, and you just keep putting it off, and the more you put it off, the more stress you build within yourself? You see, my friends, if we explore the ancient clear teaching, both East and West, we discover that every person is involuntarily urged to act by their own nature. Letting go of all negative self-definition and motives, they will free themselves into action. How? They will do it with a wholehearted unfoldment of positive purpose. And when they do that, they discover happiness beyond anything they've known before. This is why having a goal is so important. With the faith and courage of God and action and all other great qualities, we begin to understand that there is a whole lot of support within us for anything we want to do. All we have to do is pay attention. Now, with all the great qualities within the person who is paying attention, and they're doing it because they have a goal, and they know in their heart and mind they can demonstrate anything that they are contemplating, and they can do it as good or better than anything they ever dreamed of. So today, my friends, know that your purpose is inspired, your great purpose. Know today that mind makes the difference in your world. Affirm, my consciousness is the starting point of all my experiences in life. You see, my friends, mind and consciousness are the most important possessions you have. It is what you really are. It is a divine gift and should have your appreciation and respect, so respect it today. And let that attention moving from you celebrate and embrace the best around you. And as you do, you become the power of positive purpose in action. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you for sharing this time with me this morning. Inviting you to join with us every Wednesday evening at 7:30, every Sunday morning at 9:30 and 11:30. Our address is 40155 Blakeout Road in Fremont. Come down the Nimitz Freeway to Stevenson. Go toward the hills 3 blocks. You'll be at Blakeout and Stevenson. You'll see the Arco station on the corner. Take a right and you'll be right in our parking lot. We would love to see you. And if you come see us, say hello to me and let me know that you heard about it on the radio.
Thank you for listening this morning. If you have enjoyed Dr. J. Scott Neal on the power of positive purpose, you might like to know this radio program is based on his book by the same title. If you would like to download a free chapter from his book, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org/the book. This radio program is made possible by the generous donations of our members and listeners. If you would like to support Dr. J. Scott Neal's presence on the air, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org and click the button on the right-hand side that says Contribute Online. All donations, of course, are tax-deductible. Even a small donation of $10 or $25 can go a long way to make this program possible. If you do not have internet access, feel free to call our office at 510-656-9955. We appreciate you listening and invite you to join us every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. right here on KEST Radio, 1450 AM.